There is a popular character in a children's TV show here in Germany. He's called Bernd the Bread, a literal walking and talking loaf of bread that has no sense of humor and is constantly depressed. I must admit, that is about as accurate as you can get with German stereotypes, but ignoring the social connotations, Bernd represents one of the best things about my country, Germany. As you might have guessed, I'm obviously talking about bread. Having said this, welcome to the Breadcast. We will be talking about bread, only bread, nothing but the bread, and all of that without making fun of the United States even once. That last point was a lie, because there is a lot to unpack over there. Melanie, let's get this bread.
Right, because obviously once we start getting to the facts, then it's my turn. Okay. Anyway, here in Germany we have over 3,200 officially recognized types of bread. That's quite the large number, and it makes you wonder where exactly all these bread types even come from. But fear not, because German bureaucracy has no limits, especially when it comes to the small things in life. The German Institute of Bread, although not an official government agency, is a large non-profit organization that keeps track of every single type of bread, as well as its origin. Besides that, they declare one lucky bread to be the annual bread of the year, and they even rate local bakeries nationwide according to the quality of the wares. What seems to be a bit too much effort for such a simple cuisine as is the bread, the efforts of bureaucracy make sense when it comes to our bread. Because for us Germans, bread isn't really just a meal, if we're being honest. It's a culture, a lifestyle, history even.
Yeah, right. That's what every country says about a thing only they are good at. But in Germany, that might actually be the case, with the bread at least. German bread culture has been declared an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO in 2014 because of its historical ties to the country. In earlier days, when Germany was but a cluster of smaller territories ruled by the local lords, resources were scarce and the times were hard. Due to environmental influences and new wars and struggles breaking out all over the central European continent almost every decade, bakers were required to display creativity and resourcefulness time and time again. As Germany's slightly colder climate made it harder to grow wheat, it was often the more accessible rye and spelt that were used by the bakers. This diversity of grains naturally led to a diversity in bread types, and the division of Germany into many tiny territories led to many local types of bread being developed all over the place. Today, almost 18% of the total land area in Germany is used exclusively for cultivating grain to feed the ever-growing cultural bread-making machine, as well as brewing some beer on the side, another thing we're amazing at.
Right. So when you go into a bakery in Germany, you're almost guaranteed to find at least a dozen different types of bread laid out for purchase. Some noticeable examples that I could get my hands on just in the bakery next door would be farmer's bread, mashed farmer's bread, rustic farmer's bread, sunflower bread, onion bread, mixed rye bread, and at least six types of whole grain bread with all different compositions of flour and decorated with seeds. And all of that in just one bakery. Yeah. That's a lot of bread. Bread as a meal is...
But that's not all! Although bread is at the core of every German bakery, they also have a wide selection of various other delicious foods. When we students have our lunch break, many of us visit the bakeries close to the school. They almost act as fast food places where you can get healthy sandwiches, but also some special bread creations for a fair price. One of these is the so-called Laugenbrezel that you might know under the name of pretzel in English. It's probably the most well-known type of German bread because it is so popular among German people just wanting a quick snack that is portable, cheap, delicious, and can be customized in many different ways.
Exactly. And as I was about to say before I was so rudely interrupted, bread as a meal isn't really only eaten for breakfast here like we've seen in other countries. It's even eaten for dinner. I mean, it's perfect both at times where you just need something quick to prepare and also in evenings where it's just too hot to eat anything warm, not to mention actually cooking and generating even more heat. Since the majority of bread types sold at bakeries here are savory and pretty much healthy, you can pair them with just about anything from a like pizza-like mozzarella cheese and tomato combo to eating it with some eggs and avocados if you're feeling fancy. I feel like the fact that we regularly eat bread for dinner is definitely something that's mostly seen in Germany, just one more example of bread culture. To be fair, if I was American, just to name a totally random example here, it's not targeting anyone, we would never do that, I wouldn't want to eat my country's type of bread for dinner either.
Speaking of the United States, something that also shows the difference between the attitudes towards bread is the amount of grain grown in the country. As I mentioned before, in Germany, grain cultivation takes up 18% of the total land area. That is almost a fifth, while that number sits at only about 7% in the United States. There's clearly a difference in attitude towards bread and probably beer as well, if they need that much less grain than Germany, probably due to the fact that our bread is just, well, better. Firstly, one of the most important and popular bread products here in Germany is actually a very rare find in the United States. The Brötchen are so rare, in fact, that there isn't even a direct translation for the word, being translated as either rolls, bread rolls, or buns. And even if you end up being able to order bread rolls at some bakery, chances are they have about the same quality as the average pre-packaged roll here in Germany. But that is like comparing frozen pizza to a 3-star Michelin restaurant.
And that's not even their only crime against bread either. In fact, if some of the bread sold in American stores were to be sold in EU supermarkets, they would literally be breaking food laws. That's due to the fact that, as with everything else, the US cuts down on food safety regulations for the sake of profit, meaning certain additives that are banned for health reasons here in the EU can be used in bread. This obviously impacts the taste, meaning even relatively simple types of bread like white bread that you would expect to taste the same, because how can one screw up something so simple, tastes worse in the US. Specifically, one example of this would be the use of potassium bromate, which can accelerate the rising process and therefore save time and money. This chemical, however, has actually been found to cause cancer in rodents that it was tested on, leading other countries to ban it for the sake of their citizens' safety. But according to the FDA, the responsible institute in the US, it's completely safe.
So, what you're saying is that not only is bread in the US famous for tasting much worse, some of it is also probably literally harmful to consumers? Fantastic! Well, after looking at the facts about bread in the land of the free, our obsession with it sure makes much more sense. So it should be clear by now that, while not exactly correct, the stereotype of our bread being far superior definitely has some truth behind it. So just be glad that you get to enjoy German bread, which some Americans can only dream of. And that is all for today, folks. The Breadcast has officially concluded. That sure were a lot of facts about bread, eh? So, a small disclaimer at the end here, this is not to be interpreted as an attack on any of the countries mentioned, and we have no scientific qualifications to talk about any of the health aspects. So please just take all of this with a grain of salt, put it on a pretzel stick, and call that a Laugenstange. Goodbye.